This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to open this up. I just saw a parallel happening in North Carolina. So whenever something's happening in North Carolina, I go to one place, one source for North Carolina, and as it goes, all of North Carolina goes when it comes to gun rights, and that is Grassroots North Carolina, and that is Paul Vallone. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Bill.
So tell me about this. Tell me about the bill as it was. Tell me about the bill that you thought was going forward.
Well, House Bill 189, originally called the Constitutional Carry Bill, which wasn't entirely accurate, but that was the sponsor's name. Basically, this bill and the language in it dates back to 2017. Two different bills were offered in that session of the General Assembly. One of them actually passed the North Carolina House. Basically, it allows for permitless concealed carry by people who would otherwise qualify for a concealed handgun permit if they were to apply for one. The advantage, of course, is that they don't need the governmental permission slip. And the bill has actually, this time, we got House Bill 189 through the Judiciary Committee, through the Rules Committee, and ran into a problem. And part of the problem we ran into stemmed from language that the Speaker of the House, Tim Moore, had insisted adding, which was a very modest and nominal training requirement, even though somebody was carrying it without a permit. Now, that training requirement was minimal at best. Basically, it said that somebody has to know the laws governing carrying firearms concealed in the state of North Carolina. They could obtain that education from the NRA, USCCA, or an online course administered by the state. There was no permit, no database, no central repository of information, not even a requirement to carry any documentation that you had such training. But the bill stalled when the NRA decided that they were going to be a purist for the first time in history and claimed that they opposed it due to this nominal training requirement. Now, of course, the problem with that is that the NRA has been involved in none of this bill in previous incarnations back to 2017. If they had wanted different language, this has always been a hybrid bill. The fact is, there is no definition for constitutional carry that I'm aware of, and it has all sorts of different permutations and combinations in the 27 states that have adopted it. Yet the NRA claims that they will not compromise on constitutional carry, even though they never get involved or rarely get involved in constitutional carry bills. We interpret it as the not invented here syndrome, wherein the NRA tends to oppose bills that it can't claim credit for. So the bill right now has been referred back to the Rules Committee. The problem is that we missed, because they referred it back and wouldn't take a vote on it after the NRA withdrew, expressed opposition, it didn't clear one chamber, the House, by the crossover deadline on May 4th, which in theory renders a bill dead. Now, in fact, it's not really dead because the sponsor, Representative Keith Kidwell, intends to see if he can get a fiscal note added to it. And if the bill has an appropriation or any kind of financial consideration, then it remains alive after crossover, regardless of whether it's passed in crossover. It's immune from crossover. So we are going to continue putting pressure on the General Assembly to move this bill.
So with the NRA, when they came in, where did you think it was going to be?
Well, I mean, they're lobbyists. I guess he's handling four states now. He's not a lobbyist. He's actually a staff member. But DJ Spiker is the guy's name. And he has that unique combination of ignorance and arrogance that makes the typical NRA, lobbyist. And he has been absent for this virtually this entire session of the General Assembly. I know of one other occasion that he showed up, probably to try and claim credit for Senate Bill 41 that we passed earlier this year. Senate Bill 41 repeals our Jim Crow era 1919 pistol purchase permit law.
Right.
And it also expands concealed carry into churches which sponsor schools. See, previously, it was legal to conceal carry in a church, except if it's sponsored a school, because then the state considered it educational property where carrying a firearm is a Class H felony. So we got that changed, and we got the purchase permit law repealed, and DJ Spiker, I guess, wheeled in just in time to try and take credit for that, at least according to one of their state affiliate people who announced taking credit for it at an IDPA match. But anyways, so Spiker's been absent, and suddenly we discover he's there on the day of the committee hearings when this bill starts to move. And my discussion with him was, don't you think this is a massive step forward? This is permitless concealed carry. This is what we're looking for. And, well, it's not a real true constitutional carry bill. But, again, I said, it's never been a pure constitutional carry bill in the purest sense. It's always been a permitless carry bill. Nonetheless, that's where we stand. And the NRA, of course, has a long history of doing things like this.
So their issue is that it's not a pure constitutional carry bill?
Well, I mean, that's their issue. I mean, the reason, the underlying reason, is that we've made it very clear that they're not going to get credit for this thing because they've had nothing to do with its passage.
Yeah,
well, they've had no contacts with the first contact they had with the sponsor of the bill, Keith Kidwell. Well, at least that's what Representative Kidwell tells me. The first time they had contact with him was to march into his office the day of the committee hearing and try to dress him down for this training provision. So, again, it's the NRA not invented here syndrome.
Indeed,
that I think is really at issue.
Indeed. I know that's a thing with them. If it's not their idea, they don't want to hear it, do they? But I mean, do you think that means, does that now extend to putting the kibosh on something that's about to move the chains down the field?
Are you saying, do you think that will actually chain down the bill? I mean, certainly the bill is on life support, no doubt about it.
No, what I was saying is that you guys had actually put something together that you think, did you think what you had together was going to pass?
Well, we did think it was going to pass, absolutely. Although, after this all transpired, the Senate President Pro Tem Berger basically made a statement to a reporter that he felt that they had passed enough gun bills this session, and maybe now wasn't the time to do this. I guess we can call that rationing our rights. But again, that announcement was made only after the NRA expressed opposition to the bill, or reportedly expressed opposition to the bill. I haven't seen anything firsthand from them since they really don't talk to me much.
Hang on for me, if you will. I want to pull this apart a little bit at the seams, if you will. Paul Vallone is the head of Grassroots North Carolina. He's the single most effective state representative of any gun rights organization in the United States today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking with Paul Vallone. Paul Vallone has been working. How many years have you been working on permitless carry in North Carolina?
Well, permitless carry, let's put it this way. I wrote the first permitless carry bill in North Carolina back in 1997. At that point, we called it Vermont carry rather than constitutional carry, because, of course, Vermont never had a concealed handgun permit system or a prohibition against carrying concealed handguns, except for the purposes of committing a crime when it was prohibited. So, we've been at it for a while, no doubt about it. And the NRA was not involved in that bill either, by the way, although Gun Owners of America back in the 1990s did send Mike Hammond, their highly skilled and talented attorney, to give us a hand in North Carolina. And so, yeah, we've been working on it for quite some time now.
Now, did you think this was going to be the first chance you've ever really had to get it passed?
Well, yeah, because this is the first occasion where we've had a supermajority on both chambers, because our governor, Roy Cooper, is an anti-gun piece of dirt who's never met a gun he wouldn't ban. And so when we passed legislation, we passed the purchase permit repeal before. We passed church carry before. Each time he would veto it. And each time the few Democrats that voted for the bill on the first, you know, on second and third reading, as soon as the veto override came up, of course, they would not vote against their governor, and so they changed their votes, and the overrides failed. This time, in the 2022 elections, we won the election. We won a supermajority in the North Carolina Senate, and GRNC put a lot of time and money into this stuff. We won a supermajority in the North Carolina Senate, and we were one seat shy of a supermajority in the North Carolina House. So what we did this time, we had a few Democrats that had voted for earlier incarnations of the, and of course this was on Senate Bill 41. We had three Democrats who voted for earlier incarnations of church carry and the pistol purchase permit repeal. So we started dumping into their districts robocalls, peer-to-peer texting, email, phone calls, you know, all telling people to call these three Democrats to vote for Senate Bill 41. Well, they didn't vote for the bill, but what they did do is they walked. They did not vote. And because the supermajority required to override a veto is 6/10 of those present, we won. And we overrode Roy Cooper's veto. It was the first veto override, Cooper veto override in 8 years, the first one on a gun bill in North Carolina ever. And what's more, the Democrats, being the voice of tolerance that they always are, they actually started delivering death threats to one of these legislators who walked on the vote, Tricia Cotham. And by the time she was done, she switched parties to a Republican, so now the Republicans have a true supermajority in the North Carolina House.
Yeah, those some of those people don't view those death threats very nicely, do they? They don't see them very well.
Hey, man, the left, the voice of tolerance, right?
Indeed.
Or the self-proclaimed voice of tolerance. But in any case, so now we have a real, actual supermajority. And what's more, we have a real supermajority in large part because we were the ones that pushed Senate Bill 41. And so I wrote open letters to both the Speaker and the President pro tem of the Senate, saying, hey, listen, you guys won, now have a real supermajority, and it's in large part thanks to gun owners. Please move HB 189 for permitless concealed carry. And so, yes, I do regard this as a unique opportunity. Now, maybe in 2024, we'll be able to elect Mark Robinson governor. Okay, and Mark Robinson, a lot of people around the country know him because he's gone viral. He's a black conservative who is a solid, solid Second Amendment supporter. I spoke with him last week, and he will, you know, presuming we don't get constitutional carry this time, he will call for that bill, as well as some other, you know, pro-gun stuff. So, but, you know, that's providing we can get him elected in 2024. That's never a certainty. So, yes, now is the time, definitely.
What is it about that? You know, we're having the same issue down here. same issue. Mm-hmm. Same issue with our government not wanting to pass it and everything. Do you think that there's some Republicans in the was this fumbled? I mean, why were they so quick to get out there and when the NRA rolled in say, oh, well, we're going to take what you said to heart, even though you just showed up at the 11th hour?
Well, I mean, for better or for worse, and despite their many deficiencies, a lot of politicians judge the strength of the gun rights movement by the strength of the NRA and by the actions of the NRA. They unfortunately are still kind of the gold standard, and it's a shame because it's long since undeserved, but it essentially removes cover from them in their eyes. And I think also there the other reason that probably inertia tends to set in is that they are worried. A politician wants to get in power.
Sure.
Once he gets in power, he wants to stay in power.
Sure.
Now, the best way to stay in power, obviously, is to make sure that you keep all your people, you know, elected. And they like their supermajority. They want to keep their supermajority. And so if they get the occasional legislator, like, for example, Aaron Perret, who's, I believe, in Wake County, who's in a marginal district, okay, and barely survived in a marginal district, their attitude is we don't want to expose them to a vote that could get them thrown out of office.
Sure.
And so that's part of the reason for their inertia. And, you know, to a certain extent, I can understand it. But on the other hand, in that particular case for Aaron Perret, we have mailed and spent, you know, PAC money on her twice. And so, you know, it's time to remember who brought you to the dance.
You're talking about a politician, though, Paul. I know that's not something you don't know already. You know more about these guys than I do. We're coming up on the next break, and I don't want to be able to not talk you out on this. So Grassroots North Carolina, where do you find them? What's the website?
Our website is grnc.org, grnc, like Grassroots North Carolina, grnc.org. And by the way, you can sign up for alerts, and you don't even have to be a member. We want everybody to get our email alerts.
Grassroots North Carolina is the best state organization when it comes to gun rights that I am aware of. Being involved with them, a lot of people should be copying what Paul does. I don't know why we're not doing that here in South Carolina either, but we're not. But this is a instance where defeat has been snatched from the jaws of victory. We're going to find out how well deserved it is for North Carolinians to have that next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. A jury has found former President Trump liable for sexually abusing and defaming writer E. Jean Carroll. Correspondent Ron Allen says the Access Hollywood tape where Trump said he groped women was key.
That may have been one of the nails in the coffin because he basically says that as a star, and he's a star, you can go out and grope women, and this is the way it's always been.
The jury awarded $5 million in damages. Trump took to Truth Social, calling the verdict a disgrace and continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. Expectations are low as President Biden meets with congressional leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. Biden is asking for a clean bill, but a compromise is not expected to come out of today's meeting. Women should begin screening for breast cancer at age 40, not 50. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force says with more cases of breast cancer in women in their 40s, there's more value in screening younger. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Paul Vallone from Grassroots North Carolina. They are right now, their permitless carry bill is on life support, I guess is the way you put it. Now, real quick, tell me again the difference between permitless carry, which is what you guys had up for up in the air, and what the NRA says that should be on the docket.
Well, as I said, constitutional carry in 27 states is all over the map. They're all sorts of different versions of this.
Right.
In North Carolina, the permitless carry bill since 2017, we've kind of been trying to pass, basically allows permitless carry by anyone who would otherwise qualify for a concealed handgun permit. No disqualifying crimes or DUIs, that sort of thing. And so the NRA, which has not been a part of any of this debate since 2017, suddenly marches in and they take aim at the modest, highly modest training requirement that was required by the Speaker of the House to move the bill. And they take aim at this, claim this is unacceptable, and claim that they're now going to be purist on constitutional carry, even though they have never been so in the past. We regard this as the NRA not being able to take credit for the project because they've had nothing to do with it. They've had no word since 2017 that I'm aware of. And so their not invented here syndrome kicks in, and they oppose the bill. And so right now, it's been re-referred to the Rules Committee, where it languishes until we can get a fiscal note added to it, which will make it immune from the May 4th crossover deadline that's already passed. And the sponsor is hoping to do that.
Now, in North Carolina, you guys have had permitted carry, right?
Oh, yes. And we've had a shall issue law since we passed it in 1995.
So how have the gun carriers of North Carolina, how have they behaved while they've had shall issue? Have they behaved properly?
Yes, as a matter of fact, similar to other states, the rate of revocation of permits has been infinitesimal. The number of permit holders who are involved in crimes is infinitesimal. The fact is, these are overwhelmingly law-abiding citizens. And one more note, too, on House Bill 189. It would also keep our concealed handgun permit system intact for two reasons. One, to bypass the computerized national instant background check system.
Right.
And also to get reciprocity with other states. You see, North Carolina has the distinction of recognizing all out-of-state permits. And so, consequently, our permit holders can carry in 39 states. That's a pretty good reciprocity record.
Yeah.
Most of the states you can't carry in are places that don't want anybody carrying. So,
I did not know that about North Carolina. Now, do you have, can you carry open if you don't have a permit?
Yes, that we are an open carry state as well. The only exception to that would be we have a statewide firearm preemption law under which a unit of local government may not adopt gun laws more stringent than state law.
Right.
However, there are two exceptions and two loopholes in that. One of them, for they can ban discharge of firearms, you know, a lot do. Urban counties tend to within 500 feet of a dwelling or something along those lines.
Right.
But the other exception is that they can ban the display of firearms, which has been construed to mean they can ban open carry. And some of the, you know, the leftist bastions in North Carolina have done that. So a few of them, not that many.
So, you know, when they were considering it here, my state was very, how should I put this, stupid. There for a time, we didn't have reciprocity with Georgia, and they told me it was because of the, quote, training provision for the Georgia permit, which our training provision was a 50-round qualification shooting at a target about the size of the rear end of a Volkswagen. And you only had to get all the rounds in the black, and you were not allowed to shoot yourself in the foot. And if you did all those things, you're now a very proud concealed carry permit holder once it gets to you. That's not training.
And agreed. And what's more, if you want an interesting wrinkle, back in the early 2000s, when we passed concealed handgun reciprocity, the original reciprocity, before we went to straight recognition, the NRA lobbyist at the time, Jennifer Palmer, came into town, made a deal with the Attorney General, okay, that would have included a training requirement in the substantially similar training in other states, and would have allowed what was then the anti-gun, we still have an anti-gun attorney general, but would have allowed the attorney general to make a determination that they didn't qualify for reciprocity, and that would have been permanent. And that was the NRA lobbyist that made that deal. We had to get it into a subcommittee, and the now Congressman Patrick McHenry, who was then in the North Carolina House, helped us clean up the bill and get a decent concealed handgun reciprocity bill, despite the NRA. This stuff just keeps going around again and again and again.
Now, have you had any discussions with the NRA?
Unfortunately, they don't like to talk to me very much. I understand I've been denounced in their board meetings several times. I guess I'm persona non grata on Fairfax. I don't know.
Well, I mean, here's the thing I would really love to ask them. And I mean, I know a couple of people that are board members now because they just had a new election, right? And of course, shocker, Wayne is still in charge. Why on earth would you descend and mess something up given the track record of how we got to where we are? The incrementalism that has been employed against gun rights for so very long.
Yeah, that's a question I continue to ask. Why? My specific question is, why do these NRA board members continue to circle wagons around Wayne LaPierre? It's inexplicable. We have two board members here in North Carolina I called to account for this all the time, and they dodge the question every time, and they continue supporting LaPierre. And I mean, at a point when Jeff Knox says they're probably financially insolvent at a point when where Letitia James is trying to shut down the organization due to Wayne LaPierre's alleged malfeasance and I guess I don't know fraud. I guess I don't know. That's you know by all accounts, and yet the board continues to defend him as the organization circles down the drain. Well, it is inexplicable.
I didn't go to the NRA annual meeting this year. I know they elected some people, but I was surprised got elected to board memberships, considering who they've had on the board now. But given the fact that they will not let the board oversee them, there's no way I'd be on that board. I would imagine all those people are sort of liable if Letitia James gets a hold of them, right?
I would think so. I'm not sure to what extent they're indemnified by the NRA. I imagine they probably are, just to some extent. Of course, that wouldn't extend to any criminal liability. But,
right.
I mean, this has always been the problem with the NRA. I've said this, you know, for 30 years. In most organizations, the board of director runs the officers. In this case, the officers run the board of directors. And in many cases, they pick names, you know, be it a Brownell or a Hornady or whoever, okay, names that aren't really necessarily that well-versed in the mechanics of the gun rights movement. And I'm sure that's deliberate.
Indeed. Coming up on the next break, grassroots, the grassroots North Carolina, grnc.org. This is where you need to go. This is what you need to check into to see what Paul is doing. Paul is a perfect template for what everybody that should be out there. Paul is the perfect template out there today. We'll be right back. And I'm talking to Paul Vallone. We're talking about what just happened in this state and where he thinks it's going to go. And we'll get to that next. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Paul Vallone from Grassroots, North Carolina. So, question. Where do you think this goes now?
Well, I mean, House Bill 189, I would give it, you know, I don't know, it's difficult to give it odds. You know, maybe 30 to 40% chance of passage. We continue to run the petition for this thing. We're going to deliver this petition to the President Pro Tem of the Senate, who has said we've had enough gun bills passed this season, and apparently thinks he's going to ration our rights. And we'll continue pressuring the Speaker, Tim Moore, who, by the way, now that we have elected a conservative majority to the North Carolina Supreme Court, and they have allowing the General Assembly to redraw districts. It is widely conjectured that Speaker Moore will be drawing himself a congressional district. So my suggestion to him would be that if he's ambitious for a U.S. House seat, then perhaps he should move HB 189. Because we intend to be very, very active again in the next elections. I mean, we run the GRNC Political Victory Fund, our federal PAC, and we also have a super PAC, the Judicial Fairness Project. These two entities in the 2022 election put out 150,000 voter guides, including 120,000 mailed directly to gun-owning voters. We put out about 70,000 postcard election alerts, 75,000 peer-to-peer text messages, millions of emails, about 20,000 robocalls, and then we added a new technology to our arsenal, if you will. In the race for U.S. Senate, for Ted, we supported Ted Budd, and we developed or we purchased geofencing capability that allows us to deliver impressions to people's mobile devices. And we delivered 1.7 million impressions for Ted Budd, those devices. We intend to do this in the governor's race. We intend to do a lot of this in other races as well. Because what grassroots groups often fail to do, a lot of them run good legislative operations, but oftentimes they either don't have a PAC, or if they do have a PAC, they throw money at a few politicians and call it a day. What they need to be doing are independent expenditures via those PACs to advocate the election or defeat the candidates. And that's something that we emphasize at Grassroots North Carolina.
We'll see. I guess we're going to see. Now, in my state, one of the questions I asked a state senator is, if they don't get it in here this time, will they... will it carry over into the next legislative session? Is that what will happen to you?
Well, I mean, obviously, the bill, we have a two-year session. At the end of the second year, when they adjourn, sign, die, any legislation that hasn't passed both chambers, gone to the governor, and been either signed or overridden or allowed to lie in his desk and become law, any of those that haven't become law, they're dead for that, you know, the end of the session.
Right.
So it would be a new bill that would have to be introduced. But, of course, we will introduce a new bill. You know, Representative Kidwell is solid on this issue, and I have no doubt, that he will offer the bill again. And we will continue to offer this bill until it passes. This is how legislation works. You have to take a long view. You know, I've been at this for 29 years now.
Sure.
And it took us years to get various things. And, you know, back when we had our reciprocity bill, it took us about three election cycles to get reciprocity. And then we improved that to straight recognition of permits from other states. So we take the long view.
Indeed. So... although I would think right now the long view is now. This is the thing about this that is, I don't find it distressing. I just think it's really stupid, to be honest with you. I think it's stupid that these states cannot look around and see what the tea leaves are telling them.
Mm-hmm.
The United States is already majority permitless carry now, as it is. And I don't know how it is in North Carolina. In South Carolina, we have no leaders. We just have followers. And then the followers do their very level best to do anything where they actually do something for people. And in the interim, in cities like Columbia, which is run by Democrats, which is the capital city, right beside the University of North Carolina, right down the street from the State House, you've got the Bloods and the Crips. And they're operational because of their policy. And in the interim, they're not making it to where, you know, I don't know why somebody would carry a gun with permitless carry versus going and getting a permit, because I would imagine that all of the rules, like in North Carolina, all the places that would be considered gun prohibited, that would still remain in force.
That's correct, yes. As a matter of fact, what it does is it creates new language and new statutes that basically parallel the previous statutes.
Right.
Although, to be fair, we've been able, over the years, to reduce the number of so-called gun-free zones considerably. We've added restaurant carry. We've added a limited provision for educational property, public assemblies for which admission is charged, parades and funerals, parking lots of state and local governments, parks, both state parks and also municipal parks and county parks. We've done a pretty good job of whittling down the number of gun-free zones in North Carolina.
How many gun-free zones right now are in Asheville? Asheville is one of my favorite locations, except I've heard that crime is spiking in Nashville.
I call Asheville our own little Portland, Oregon, because the city government is virtually identical and exactly the same thing has happened. You go into the downtown Asheville and Pack Square, and the wackos and the homeless are basically, they've set up their tent encampments, and you know, it's craziness. And yes, violent crime has gone through the roof. They have defunded the police. I think they've lost 100 police officers, which in a town the size of Asheville is horrendous.
Lot. Is that a quarter?
I'm not sure. Probably more like half.
Yeah.
if I have understood that they are now actually paying, not only paying overtime to the existing cops to keep them on duty, but actually hiring Buncombe County sheriffs to come in and enforce the law in downtown Nashville. I mean, the number of gun-free zones, well, they tried to post it in Nashville. They tried to post all their parks. But I sent them what I call a fog letter, a fear of God letter, detailing what would happen to them if they continue to do that, because they can't do that under our statewide preemption law.
Right.
They were violating the law by doing it. So, you know, I mean, you've got posted properties, I suppose, you know, in Nashville, like stores and whatnot, that post no gun signs. But we were able back in 2013 to make that no longer a criminal misdemeanor. It's now just a civil infraction.
Right.
So, people can make their own decisions, but it won't cost you a permit, and it won't be a criminal, you know, charge. So, obviously, one of the big problems we have is educational properties, because on educational properties, the best we've been able to get, and we've tried, is that a concealed handgun permit holder may keep a firearm in a closed compartment in a locked motor vehicle on educational property, which may be unlocked only for the purpose of entry and exit. And then they can also keep a gun in a holster in the locked motor vehicle, and they can transfer the gun from the holster to the closed compartment in the locked motor vehicle. I mean, this is useful for people taking their kids to school, and that's
sure. That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, and it could be useful for a student who wants to keep the firearm in a locked motor vehicle, but on a college campus. But we'll be looking for more on that, but that's the best we've been able to get so far.
Well, we're running out of time, Paul. Thank you very much. I will be paying attention to what you got going on. I'm trying to figure out who I could draft to do what you do here in South Carolina, but I haven't found anybody willing to be that much of a reaper like you are with those politicians. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, my pleasure. Believe me. And if you find somebody, we train, okay? We train people all the time.
You bet.
Seminars constantly.
GRNC.org. We'll be right back. I can't believe that we're having to talk about these bills that got lost in the fray, but we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.